fearless man's invention that they call atomic power? Are we all in great confusion? Do we know the time or hour when a terrible explosion may rain down upon our land, leaving horrible death, destruction, blotting out the works of man? Are you ready for that great atomic power? Will you rise and meet your savior in the air? Will you shout or will you cry when the fire rains from on high? Are you ready for that great atomic power? There is one way to escape, and be prepared to meet the Lord. When the mushroom of destruction falls, there is a shielding sword. He will surely stand beside you, and you'll never taste of death, for your soul will fly to safety and eternal peace and rest. Are you ready for that great atomic power? Will you rise and meet your savior in the air? Will you shout or will you cry when the fire rains from on high? Are you ready for that great atomic power?
Music from the band Uncle Tupelo, performing this week as part of the seminar. And Uncle Tupelo has recently been signed to Rockville Records, a small independent label from Long Island, New York. Uncle Tupelo hails from Belleville, Illinois, right across the Mississippi River from St. Louis. Their first album, No Depression, was released just 2 weeks ago. Tonight they're live in our studio here in New York City all hour long. I'd like to introduce the band members, Jeff Tweedy.
Right here.
Hi, Jeff. Jay Farrar. Jeff. And Michael Heydorn. Heydorn. Hello to all three of you.
Hello.
How's it going?
It's hotter than blue blazes in New York this week. Is this a good week for a music seminar?
Sure.
Yeah.
It's hotter where we're from.
Well, it's working out pretty well for you.
Yeah, it's been going good.
Tell me about the song we just heard.
That actually was an old song by the Leuven Brothers called Great Atomic Power, right?
Yeah, Atomic Power. It's like from the, I guess, mid-50s, somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty amazing for a country song of that time.
Yeah.
How did you come upon it?
Heard it.
Yeah, it's just...
Don't know.
One of those songs.
Yeah. I think it was on a compilation.
Right. Some old...
Some other obscure country stuff called Hillbilly Music. It was pretty good a couple years ago.
Is that your style, at least as people who have seen you playing here in New York? Is that how you would describe yourself, hillbilly music?
Or no.
Not at all.
Not at all.
There are some country influences in our stuff.
Well, basically rock and roll band.
An electric band. I mean, tonight you have two acoustic guitars and guitar case and brushes, which is not your normal ensemble, right?
No. We usually play electrically and a lot louder than this.
Way louder. I mean, we do both. We've played gigs like this too, but it's, you know, for the most part, the album is representative of the electric style.
How long have you been together?
Forever.
Well, wait a minute. How old are you?
22.
22.
23.
23.
About 7 years.
Oh, that is forever.
Yeah. Yeah, and not necessarily as Uncle Tupelo, but as us three playing together. About 3 years as Uncle Tupelo.
Always as an electric band, or did you start doing the folky kind of things and then move to something else?
Yeah, it was always electric.
Always electric?
Always electric when tried to have this open to do. You know, thought about doing it a long time ago. I mean, being able to do both, thought it'd be nice.
So why?
I don't know. A lot of our songs we write, I think... It's part of the criteria is if it can be played acoustically, it's kind of...
It's an okay song.
that's something of what this seminar is about this week. You know, if you can do both, if you can move around, if you can shift styles.
Yeah. I don't know if it's shifting styles. It's just like... I mean, that's the way I judge a lot of songs of other people. Is if I can learn it on the guitar and sit down and play it at home and it sounds like a song still, I think it's a good song.
Now, you've had some success at this seminar. I mean, you're, you know, the best unsigned act declared by a group of people who are in a position to sign you. Yeah. What does that mean exactly to a group of young men who've been together for 7 years?
It makes you wonder.
makes us wonder.
Well, do you deserve it? What is it about you that, I imagine everyone who plays wants to get discovered and feels they deserve it, but what do you think they saw in you?
Gee, I don't know.
We never did figure that one out.
I guess a lot of bands out there that maybe aren't doing things that are real sincere nowadays, but maybe we're not either. But
wait a minute. Are you doing things that are sincere?
Yeah, trying to be sincere, but yeah. It just doesn't seem like there's a lot of bands out there that write about things that are personal to them or they have more of a sound or more of a artistic art type standpoint.
Yeah.
This is part of it. I mean, this gig, this seminar, is part of a tour that you're on now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. How's that been going?
Pretty eventful.
Yeah. It's been pretty hot. REM came to see us. That was fun.
The band from Athens, Georgia,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Did they come backstage and they go?
Well, it was in their backstage. It was a pretty small club. They just hung out back at the bar and... made fun of us or something.
They made fun.
Like
oh, you didn't get a chance to talk to them?
Oh, I talked to them.
Yeah,
they actually liked it, or they said they liked it. Well, a couple of them did.
Well,
Michael Stipe didn't. But that's okay.
Well, let's hear another tune.
All right.
Tell me about this one.
What is it?
It's called Whiskey Bottle.
Whiskey Bottle?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whiskey Bottle, Uncle Tupelo, live in our studio.
Liquor
science is quite plain. Somehow life goes on in a place so insane, along with happiness in a 3-hour wait time. Whiskey bottle over cheese. Not forever, but just for now.
Whiskey bottle. Music from their band Uncle Tupelo, live in our studio. The voice of Jay Farrar, also harmonica from Jay Farrar. Jeff Tweedy, also on guitar, and Michael Heidorn on percussion, assorted percussion. As I said when I introduced you, you were voted the best unsigned band in last year's College Music Journal Reader's Poll. Now you've got a record label, Rockville Records. There's a buzz about your potential and the future. I mean, a lot of people are talking about you. You feel it, right? I mean, you know it.
It's not,
yeah, okay. Yeah. I don't want to talk about getting famous because that's not so important. No. But for being 7 years as a small act, suddenly people are starting to pay attention to you. Do you feel pressure? Well, like you have to kind of deliver something that you...
Not really. I mean, 7 years doesn't really mean we've been this serious about it for 7 years. Okay. I mean, probably in the last year we've really decided that I guess we should be more serious about it. But you know, we were just a band before. I guess now we're a band that has to take it a little more seriously.
Do you have what it takes?
Oh. Sure.
Yeah. Stay cool.
y'all still have a lot of fun. Never saw much school down here where we're at. Everybody is equally poor down here. We don't care. We don't care what happens outside the screen door. The screen door.
Time's been looking for a reason. It's in the simple ones, beat the most truth. Well, what a life a mess can be. Well, I'm sitting here thinking of you, won't you give your thoughts to me? Well, time will wait, better open the gate and get out, start needs to be done. It's winding down, there's much you missed, working on that graveyard shift. But I'm not saying these won't be wrong, cause day comes along, what I see is true. I could learn to believe, can't look away, the powers that be might take it all away. Together we'll burn like we're all looking for the life worth living. That's why we drink ourselves to sleep. Yeah, we're all looking for the life worth living. That's why we pray for our souls to keep. There's nothing left now but the broken pieces. One man's broken will to care. And in the end, before all said and done, how many others might follow him there? The song is sung for anyone that's listening. And this song is for the broken-spirited man. And this song is for anyone left standing under the strain of a slow, sad end. Midnight is coming around, still mostly down around here. Now this whole damn mess has become quite clear. It looks like we're all looking for a life worth living. That's why we drink ourselves to sleep. Yeah, we're all looking for a life worth living. That's why we pray for our souls to keep.
Uncle Tupelo. What was the name of that tune?
Life Worth Living.
Thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Good luck to you guys.
Thanks.
You don't have to make any more demos anymore, right? If you're signed with Rockville Records.
Oh, actually, we're doing demos for the next album at the end of this tour.
In a studio this time rather than on your own home little cassette machine?
It's a Fort Apache in Boston.
Nice. And they're picking up the tab?
Somebody is. We're not. We don't have any money.
That sounds like success.
Yeah.
If you can at least put it that way.
Yeah.
And an electric album?
Yeah.
Mostly, yeah.
Mostly.
Working title?
No title.
No.
2112.
Why?
Just kidding.
2113.
Yeah. No, that's a Rush album, but anyway.
Yeah, your current disc is available though, right?
Yeah, and that's got some acoustic stuff on it too. Mm-hmm. That song we just did is on it acoustically.
But No Depression?
Mostly, yeah.
Right. Is the name of it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, the best of luck to you.
All right.
And where's your next gig?
Yeah,
do you know where that is?
Next Thursday at Hoboken.
Maxwell's.
And next Friday at the Chase in New York. I don't know where that's at, but it, you know.
I know.
Uncle Tupelo. Well, it doesn't matter. Uncle Tupelo, they've got plenty of time to get there. Uncle Tupelo is going to be appearing in a club near you.